Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone got us bag a thing now. Makes through me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them are spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Them one pies and me from me thing up.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Rise Bahamas.
Hello! You can't see the star to the tint up. Plus me and the Cuban are linked up. Rose gold for the Cuban linked up. I'm a ring up. From what day you may find out.
The Friday, June 16th edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. And it is the weekend, people. It is Friday. So, you know, love yourself. All work and no play makes you a dull person. All play and no work makes you broke. So find a happy medium. Well, the happy medium starts today right up until Monday. All right? Take time to indulge and enjoy and do it responsibly. All right? Or, like I say, you got to take time and smell the roses. My late friend, Frankie Simmons, always used to tell me, hey, Naughty, sometimes you just got to stop and smell the roses. Sip the coffee. Sometimes that's what you got to do. Phone lines are open here in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll free in Grand Bahama, anyone in the Family Islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969. BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on. For fresh news, smart talk all day. Right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Hey, you got to look at the headliners. All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. New arrivals in stock right now. Just in time for Father's Day. Ladies, you know you got to check out both locations, Top Hill Mackey Street or the Southwest Shopping Plaza. All right? Everything you need for dad is in there. As a matter of fact, check them out online, findthreads.com. Do your shopping online, then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient locations. Flagship store, Top Hill Mackey Street and the Southwest Plaza location. Both locations open for you 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. So be sure to check them out. Because, yeah, we want more than crab and rice for Father's Day. We want crab and rice and a great show as usual, Naughty. Tell the people don't kill this weekend because you're the voice of the ghetto. People and Uncle Naughty talk, you brought them listen. Yeah, well, Uncle Naughty say don't kill. We don't want no killing this weekend, man. No idiocy. No wildness. No violence. It's Father's Day weekend, man. Keep it on the level up. Respect due to all the fathers, the patriarchs, the grandfathers. You know what I mean? And like I say, we want more than crab and rice. I mean, we get 1/10 of the promotion Mother's Day does. You see that, Mr. Producer? Father's Day, man, they tell us you get crab, you know? You get crab, great for crab and rice. You want to do stores, try, you know? You want to do restaurants, try. That's, you ain't mother. You know? Mother's Day, man, a month worth of promotion. Look here. Anyway, I digress. Nonetheless, let's check out the headliners. All brought to you, of course, like I said, by Fine Threads. Here's what's blazing up the pages of the National Guardian News and Madison's 1844. Lines are open, so chime in as you feel, text in as you feel. Serious efforts to fight human trafficking. But U.S. urges Bahamas to push for more convictions. Story by Candia Dane. And the government of the Bahamas fully meets the minimum standards for the elimination of human trafficking, according to the new U.S. Trafficking in Persons report, known as TIPS. But some concerns were raised, including the Bahamas courts easily grant bail even to defendants accused of violent crimes, and law enforcement did not have the resources to fully uphold the law. Oh, boy. We need to clean this up. You know, when Uncle Sam alludes to certain things, that means everybody around the world sees it. You got to figure out how we can do business. And if we're going to run this country a certain way, or are we? Because that right there speaks volumes. They had concerns that Bahamian courts granted bail even to defendants accused of violent crimes, and law enforcement didn't have the resources to fully uphold the law. That's a very damning statement right there, boy. What's your opinion on that? Let me hear you. Chime in. Let me know what you think about that. PM and Pintard go back and forth on National Investment Fund. Story by Paige McCartney. Responding to concerns raised by opposition leader Michael Pintard about how the country's natural assets will be managed under the newly established National Investment Fund, Prime Minister Davis said the idea that Bahamian citizens would be paid dividends from the selling of blue or green carbon credits, if at all, is many years away. So if we're going to make money off the blue and green credits, where are it going? And who can benefit from it? And how is it going to be set up? You can't misspeak on this too, Mr. Prime Minister. Come on, man. Joe Public ain't ready for that. They ready for it, but they just don't want it. They're getting tired of it. Let's go to the phone lines. We got a call? That's a call? Let's check the phone line. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads.
Donnie.
Hey.
What's happening, my brother?
What's going on?
Radio boy, radio. Really amazing that in order for the Bahamas to move or to get the eyebrows to raise a bit, U.S. got to chime in onto something that it sees from the periphery that the Bahamas government is lackluster in. And when I say the Bahamas government, I'm not even just talking about this particular administration, but administrations past as well. It sounds as if, Naughty, we may be on the verge of having to build another prison. Because this human trafficking thing is big business around the world. And, I mean, it's been going on for quite some time here. But now it seems as if the eyes are really focused on the Bahamas to really see what's really been going on here, despite the fact that many of our locals would say otherwise, that these things have not been going on. The human trafficking element, as I said before, has a five-pronged approach, and it all ties to, in particular, to the illegal migration situation that we have going on in this country. And if we could tie it all together and get to the source of dealing with the illegal migration and the immigration issues that we have in this country, I believe a lot of our social ills will also be cured. So we have to pay very close attention to what those five pillars of the illegal migration situation may be, and then I think we will get some positive results in our efforts to help. You may not be able to totally eradicate it, but you'll be able to reduce it to a comfortable level, and I use that word comfortable very loosely, comfortable level where we all can breathe a sigh of relief or breathe a little easier in this country. Drug running, gun running, prostitution, organ harvesting, as well as human trafficking / smuggling, are all part to do with illegal migration. We have to deal with that. Once we deal with that, I think we can solve a lot of our issues here. So I'll just start with that commentary here. I'll drop it and just listen for other persons to chime in. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem, Jeff. Always good stuff, man. Like I say, we got to change a lot of things. And a lot of people pick up on the same thing, like what I said, like Jeff mentioned, a couple other callers did too. Uncle Sam sees certain things on the periphery as well as other nations. Our reputation precedes us, sadly. And sometimes when you know better, you really must do better. Naughty, good day. How you feeling? I hope you're feeling better. How does a Marco alert work? All right. The Marco Alert is supposed to work like this. When a missing child, a report of a missing child comes in, the information will be disseminated, and you'll get a broadcast message on your phone, a text message with the update, with the picture of the child, the information saying, this is a Marco Alert, and here's the information. And then you know to go from there. If it applies to you, if it doesn't apply to you, if you can't assist, if you can't assist. But that's basically how it's supposed to work. But I've heard reports that some people on certain phone carriers get it. Other phone carriers don't. Some get it on both. Some get it on only one. You know, it was a trip. One went off the last time. I still waiting for mine to go off. Never took off on my phone. Never happened. Went off three times on my wife's phone. Same car ride. I'm like, what? So maybe there's some kinks and tweaks that need to be addressed in service in that platform so it could better work for everybody and function properly in its truest capability, in its truest form. Naughty, I already know what you're getting on Sunday. A tie, a pair of socks, and crab and legs. Crab legs, eh? Don't feel bad. Every father's situation is the same way on Father's Day. Oh, Lord. Anyway, let's get to our first break, Mr. Producer. On the flip side of the break, we'll be right back at you on the Friday, June 16th edition of Talking Heads. We'll wrap up the headliners, well, what's making headlines in the 242, all brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. Get into the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. On the flip side of the break, all you got to do, keep it right where you got it.
Fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius! Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with four thighs and four legs, fried to golden perfection, plus four buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius! Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is Boise, and Boise is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Chill this summer with the flavor of butter pecan ice cream and the kick of Dunkin' iced coffee. The Dunkin' Butter Pecan Crunch blends frozen coffee with the flavor of butter pecan, topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and crunchy cocoa caramel sprinkles. Join the pecan party with a Dunkin' Butter Pecan Donut filled with butter pecan flavored buttercream, topped with vanilla icing and crunchy sweet butternut topping. Yes, you can butter pecan. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We're back at you on the Friday, June 16th edition of Talking Heads. And now time to turn to the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hello.
Hey, what's going on, Sparky?
Hey, Pleasant. Good evening, Norrie. Now, Norrie, I got a small problem with the pictures.
Never mind, because I lost them.
I figured once I sent them to you, my phone was so loaded, I was clearing pictures this morning.
I said you wanted it safe.
Now, I go and clear it. But I didn't clear the trash. I tried to restore it through the trash, but I don't know how to do it.
All right, don't worry. I'll wreck it out and get them off you later.
But the funniest thing, what I was saying is the first set I sent you, the one with the Mercedes Benz, that was the first day. The second day when we went back for the same situation, there was another three cars parked there. The next time, a taxi was parking there, so we did the same thing.
I've seen the biggest sets of abuse at Fish Fry, Cable Beach Shopping Center, where Super Value is, the parking lot's there. Old Fort Shopping Plaza with Naughty Johnny's MR. In addition to that, Harbor Bay. Oh, dear God. Harbor Bay is the killer. Everybody do it in.
And then you got Kelly's in the Mall and Marathon. The southern side facing Robertson Road and the eastern side facing the main entrance into Kelly. You even got the police riding around in a little golf cart. They don't check nothing, and then you got Super Value up on Markey Street on both sides of the door. The security guy be sitting right there. Sometimes I ask security, I say, "Look here, sir." I say, "You see this car? What I sitting in? You see this decal here sitting, saying this is a disabled car?" He say, "Yeah." I say, "Let me walk you to this car. What park in this disabled one?" I say, "You see any of them there?" He said, "No, sir." I said, "Well, what are you supposed to do?" He said, "Sir, these people suck their teeth at me." I said, "But you're a security guard, so you're just here for the job, the paycheck, then you ain't doing your job." But he looked at me and laughed. When we went up to the hospital the next day, a taxi driver was even parked in the handicap place. So this was a different security guard. I said, "What happened here?" He said, "Brother, these people just laugh at you when you tell them to move." I said, "Ain't nobody checking." The first day, the lady that we blocked in, she came out there raising her head, saying the security told her to park there. I said, "Now, security telling you to park in a handicapped spot. You, the security, all three of y'all breaking the law, because none of y'all supposed to be in there." The woman just laughed. You can't tell nobody. This island runs so slack. It's pathetic. It's absolutely pathetic. Everybody doing what they want to do, and nobody cares. That's about the bottom line.
All right, Sparks, have a good weekend, man. Enjoy your brown bottles. I know you will. Just do it moderately. Pace yourself. I got a text coming in. Naughty, I'm so annoyed right now. I'm at the Southwest Plaza, and the disabled parking spots are taken up by young, able-bodied persons. These are two of the numbers, AV3160 and AE0084. Please help us. I have more numbers for you, Naughty. Well, text us, send them all, and send them to make and model of the vehicle, too. That's what I want. Or if you've got a picture, send that, too, so I could really light them up. But those shopping plazas that I call, those are some of the biggest, you know, locations for these incidents. That happens on a regular. I mean, my question is it really that hard to obey the rules when you know what's right is right and wrong is wrong? Wow. And again, handicapped persons want to lead as normal life as they can. And that means, you know, they get more accessibility out of their vehicles, shorter distances of travel, and so be it. But those spots are not there to be abused by the non-handicapped. And I don't care how many times people call you crazy or loopy. That don't count. It don't. So So if you got any handicap violators, you know what to do. Take that picture and get it right into me. 422-GR96. All right, 422-4796. And we're going to be consistent with it. Because we got a lot of people that share, I guess, the same cause on this one. Because they've been affected by disabilities, seen a loved one affected by disabilities. Or sugar, or pressure. So this is a good way for them to keep it clean. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads.
How you doing, Naughty?
Hey, what's going on?
Great. Naughty, the only thing this way can be solved, remember that I called one time and I tell you these companies need to invest, you know, the boots that you put on the tire?
Right.
And they can't move. They can have to pay it.
Or a company should come up and take that investment on.
Yes, a company should come up with it and, you know, enforce the laws, just boot them. And for your car to get unbooted, either $30, $35, whatever it is. And I think you would see a lot of this solved because they can definitely can just hop in the car and pull off. So somebody should, you know, who gets some good dollars, come up with it, start a company, go to road traffic or whoever, the company of the establishment,
right,
and just tell them, hey, you know, people come to your bank or whatever it is, just boot them up. When they're not in the state, you can't go nowhere.
No, I mean, if you're going to boot them up for violating the parking and not paying the park and so on and so forth, then you need to boot them up for taking the handicap parking.
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing. But just keep calling them out. Like you said, you want them more, not just the number. You want the model of the car, the color, whatever it is. You know, that's to bring some shame. And another thing what they need to do, too, I haven't heard for a long time, people get caught throwing trash out of the car.
And it's another set that need to be dealt with.
Someone on the highway going down to the airport, if the police catch, I mean, the he was being front of me and trying that stuff out, and the police don't do anything. So they need to have special agents around doing that. Then if you get caught, you know what they need to do? Wherever you throw that piece of paper, that whole stretch, you're going to have a time there. Something to have on Dunsea and put that on and have them just clean. Have them out there for a period of time just picking up paper and trash. And I think that, you know, that will help keep the place clean. Because people just, I mean, the people be out there cleaning, but when you drive down one end and you come back, there's bottles and papers in the road again. All right, then.
We got the call, or we do? Anyway, Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Oh, well. Let's get to the break. We got one more break, right? Let's get to that break. And when we come back, we'll pick it up. Can we check this? Because I think, you know, a couple of points I want to make on the flip side of the break, especially in relation to the boot. I'm thinking me and you need to go into business with the boot, you know. What you think? Maybe we could even put it on TV. We could do like a show, remember, like Parking Wars? Yeah. We got to have police intervention in that, though. Because, you know, what they didn't have in them shows, we have something here, but they didn't have in them shows. It's called Junglers. And that don't make some of them might pry them boot off with their teeth. You know that, right? Let's go to the break.
C chill this summer with the flavor of butter pecan ice cream and the kick of Dunkin' iced coffee. The Dunkin' butter pecan crunch blends frozen coffee with the flavor of butter pecan, topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and crunchy cocoa caramel sprinkles. Join the pecan party with a Dunkin' butter pecan donut filled with butter pecan flavored buttercream, topped with vanilla icing and crunchy sweet butternut topping. Yes, you can butter pecan. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
People, what you thinking?
We want something different. Uh-huh.
People, what you wanting?
We want love the government.
I can tell them no more slunking.
We want see it function.
I can tell them no more joking.
I forgot.
Gone down Blue Hill Road. Gone down Village Road. Gone down Nassau Road. We want local government. We want local government.
Fix the road.
We want local government.
Share the love.
We want local government.
We are called for local government.
Sign the petition and find out more information at risebahamas.net.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together. And we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius! Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius! Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We're back at you on the Friday, June 16th edition of Talking Head. Your boy Naughty, and you coming right up until 6 p.m. And let me check out some of the texts. Naughty, I already know what you're getting on Sunday. A tie. And another one say I'm getting a tie? Come on, man. Some of you are getting socks. And that's it. Naughty Sparky made a good point, but this country will remain as it is because consequences are minor. As a security, you should respect my authority. Excuse me. And if your response is to laugh when I tell you to move your vehicle, we can laugh together when you meet a boot on your car or your vehicle missing when you come back. They have to actually do their jobs in this regard. And that's the truth. They need to do their job in that regard. And don't say, oh, my supervisor told me people. That means you sound dumb and your supervisor sounds stupid for telling you that, to tell people. Because anybody in that field should know certain things are a no-no. And handicap parking violation is one of them. Naughty, I like the caller's idea of boot. Great idea. Boot it, take a picture of the car and put it on TV. Great entertainment. I agree. Me and Mr. Producer thinking about doing a show. You know how we roll. Is that a call there, Mr. Producer? Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yes, sir. Good afternoon. How are you?
All right.
Now, somebody mentioned your last caller about a garbage in the window. That's very annoying indeed.
That's one of my pet peeves.
I've seen it's a whole enterprise of persons cleaning up the roadside when that should not have been so in the first place. People shouldn't be throwing garbage through the window. And the remedy or the suggestion that the perpetrators be the ones to clean it up, that would be very good. But the thing about it, some person despise the people who are cleaning the roadside. And for them to be doing that, I guess they will understand that there's dignity in work and there's no shame in any form of a job that is honest.
Exactly. So I don't think, I'm with you on that. And I think we do have to recognize that. That's up there as well. Littering is a big part of our culture, sadly. We like to leave litter behind.
And leave it for someone else to clean. Sometimes we keep inside our cars clean. But we don't mind that the roadside being dirty.
And then, on top of that, like you say, they always want somebody to come and clean up after them. Mm-hmm. Just how you brought it, you could take it. The same bag that you brought it in, you can take it back out of and deposit it.
And that's also a waste of public resources. I'd rather keep my garbage in my own car and empty it in the trash pan when I get home rather than throw it through the window.
Hey, more people need to think like you and I, sir, but, sadly on a weekend, after a few cocktails, common sense gone long time. Like Prime Minister Hollis in Jamaica say, people turn fully dunce,
Mercy. Oh, dear.
All right, but I'd stay, encouraging people not to litter, obviously. And then, obviously, as well, the boot system in the car, I think we need to make a move on that as well, too. Get some people booted up in these parking lots for violating the handicap parking, and I think that might turn a few heads and raise a few eyebrows and get enough attention that people might stop a little bit on it.
There's another one here where the people have a mobile handicap sticker. They're moving the sticker from car to car.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh. it's not a fix to the car, so, it's a guarantee of a secure parking.
All right, and guess what? We got to investigate into those perpetrators. Who are not really handicapped, or may have a handicapped person in their family pass away, and they keep the handicap. I get it.
I got a temporary one, and I misplaced it. Or else, I would have been in this. I would have had the same capability.
But at the end of the day, you always created enough to get one by hook or by crook. I'm mad at you. You should be at the park there. Somebody without one, period, shouldn't take those spots at all.
Definitely.
All right, but I appreciate your call, man. Have a good weekend.
You too.
And don't get booted.
Take your time, man.
Take care, man. All right.
Let the police do their job.
Yeah, man, for real. But that's true, though. We got to go, be a little more focused on the litter as well. People, we just naturally litter. Yeah, just chuck it. Or I'll see some bush coming out, shrub it out. And a lot of people think, but people, whoever cleaning the verges can clean it up. Somebody can come behind me and clean it up. No. Stop practicing the foolishness you're all doing. And not for my sake, not for your sake, but for God's sake. Stay out in the handicap parking. We all know you're wrong. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Turn your radio down for me there, Sparks.
It down. Yeah, I'm sorry I had to call back, but I really had to apologize to the fathers of the nation. I really forgot to demand them Happy Father's Day.
And enjoy our crab and racing.
I really don't know what we can get. But, I figured you had to get a hanky. And they wouldn't buy me a necktie because I retired now. So
no, they might buy you a Colombian necktie as well.
No, but see, when I left my last job, I said that's the last time I was wearing a necktie because a necktie is really something referred to as a cable toe,
Yeah.
You know what a cable toe is, right?
Right, you tow cable with it.
It's a symbol of the hangman noose.
Exactly.
You know if you get in a fight and the fella got on a T-shirt and you got on the coat suit.
And you got that tie that was going over, mate?
If that fella grabbed that necktie.
babe, I grab the neck, I use a pinata, babe. I swinging you around and hanging you up on that and beating you till candy come out, man.
First thing you try and grab, you can forget about holding on me. You can try and grab for that necktie, because you know once I pull it, you can start choking.
Exactly.
Because that's like getting hung upside down on the ground, dragging on tar road.
Unless you know how to tie a perfect Windsor knot, and then it'll slip right off.
But a lot of people don't know the real reason for the necktie. It's actually what they refer to as the cable toe. You know, it's a cable toe.
Yeah, cable toe, all right.
And not around your neck. But, you know, I don't know what we can get, but, you know, most of us will get calls. Some will get a hanky, maybe a pack of drawers from Sandy's. Something along that line. If you get crab and rice, because, you know, most of the women today, they can't cook. They go, I can't call them, they are sponsors. I can't call them company names where they sell them chicken and hamburger and things.
Right, don't do that.
No, you can't call them, but, you know, they'd be full round at that time. So home cooking gone out the window. Mommy and Grammy dead, and the new gals still on with cooking. So whatever you can get, just thank God you get something. And just hope your children call you to say, Happy Father's Day. You know, my son is in New Brunswick, Canada, studying to be a pilot. My daughter and grandchildren, they in other places where Disney is, Orlando. You know, and then there's another daughter somewhere up in Canada. And everybody's here. I'm the only one really here in the family. Everybody else is out of the Bahamas, so I might get my calls on Sunday morning, that's about it, you know. But I wish everybody a beautiful Father's Day, you know. Brother, there's always some place where people can love you. If your family don't call you, go to the nearest bar, order a drink, and sit there. You'll find out that plenty of people in the bar love you, and they're looking for somebody to talk to also.
Right, or if you drink enough, the voices in your head will tell you that they love you.
You want fine friends. Tell the bartender to give everybody a free drink on you.
Stop.
Oh, man, they wait for you to come back there every doggone Father's Day. Y'all have a good Father's Day, everybody.
All right, you too, Sparky. Enjoy it to the max, man.
All right, man.
All right, may your brown bottle stay full.
I don't have no fathers. Both of my fathers dead. You ain't catch that one.
Yeah, but, man, listen, both of your fathers dead.
Both of my fathers dead.
All right.
Well, they told me one time that my father wasn't my father. The other one was my father, so... Which one is? They had no DNA around that time, so have a good day.
Well, it's me. All right, have a good one, Sparks. Yeah, Naughty, great show as usual. I think Sparky's getting a handkerchief. I'll gladly take my crab and rice and crab with lots of legs and no complaints. Sparky sounds like you went dry dog, brother. Hold on. Oh, what is this? Well, listen, I can't tell you a word of lie. Whatever you get, be thankful for. Be grateful for. Enjoy it. Okay? Because you might not have a ting. You might not have nothing. You know? So, I tell you what, though. Let's play one for the farthest, man. Let's line up that Christopher Martin, man, just like you, man. Let's bust that off. So you can say Uncle Naughty bust went off for all the fathers. All the fathers, let me say I just recognize all of you. Whether you're in a two-parent home, you got both parents in the home, a single father, you're holding it down, you're doing what you got to do, helping raise your kids right, being a vibrant force in their life, trying to make it better for them than it ever was for you. All right? I salute you. And don't let anybody put you off course. And take away from what you're doing. All right? So I salute and greet all of you fathers out there. Big up yourselves. All right? In the meantime, though, yeah, man, let my good friend Mr. Christopher Martin do his thing. Let's go. Run the track.
No policeman, cause crime is getting out of hand. No liar, no fireman. He said, what you wanna be then? Just like you. Me never ever see this, my mommy. Take care of me, you'd like you take care of me. That's who I wanna be, just like you, yeah. No, if you don't know them, daddy, thank God me know mine and him take care of me. Daddy, I'm a general. Go!
Casablanca for my daddy. From the day my body's always been there for me. Through the ups and downs, you know you've always been around. So every day me show you love and not just father's the allow. Hey, daddy, let me tell you straight. There's no better man I want to emulate. You declared to me that I was no mistake. Motivate and inspire me to be great. Like you, always see you kiss my mommy. Hug up and squeeze and caress my mommy. That's who I wanna be. Just like you, yeah. No, you don't know them daddy. Thank God me know mine and him take care of me. Daddy, I'm a general. Oh, genius, man, you're done. From me a little, you know me turn a big man. You ever teach me right, you know you never lead me wrong. Teach me how to love, respect and treat a good man. Mommy said she see you when she sees my face. She smiles, so there is no disgrace. Your love puts her in a happy place. So I gotta say I wanna be like you. Treat my girl like you treat my mommy. Kill her with love but don't abuse her body. That's who I wanna be. Just like you, yeah. Enough you don't know them daddy. Thank God me know mine and him take care of me. And he am a general. I couldn't sing another song for you. Really sing from my heart, you know it's true. Daddy, I want my son to grow up and be just like you. I wouldn't want in other ways than life. Care of me, you'd like you take care of me. That's who I wanna be, just like you, yeah. No, if you don't know them, daddy, thank God me know mine and him take care of me. Daddy, I'm a general.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Rise Bahamas.
June 16th edition of Talking Heads continues right now. You're wearing any company right up until 6 p.m. into the 5 o'clock hour, so you know we're talking sports. We got Pearly zoomed in. The Pearl should be in the building in short order. I know he's trying to zoom in. So I'm sure I'll just pop in. Let him in as soon as he's in, man. Let him pop on in. I think I hear him. He literally...
You hear me?
Yeah, you popped in, literally. Popped my eardrum as you did.
I only pressed the thing with the press, you know?
Yeah, well, yeah, you did a good job right there. Bullseye, buddy. Left ear done.
I usually do pretty good, you know. I do the job well.
Let me see if I could go back to Sabia's middle ear. I think the cochlea is gone.
Okay.
That's the muscle in the inner ear.
Ooh. What's up, Naughty?
What's up, Father's Day, buddy? You ready for your crab and rice?
Nah. See, one thing I can say, my kids just treat me right Father's Day. They ain't no crabbing. They don't do me like that.
Well, if they want to treat
you,
if they want
to
treat
you
right.
Thing, you know, we do the church and then we go.
You know where to go? You know where to go out to eat afterwards?
Well,
Naughty Johnny's.
Listen. You have to call Avery. You have to call Avery and tell Avery to make all those
smothered snapper, crab and rice, potato salad, and then they got the special lemon berry cake for dessert.
Call Avery and tell her.
I can send a flyer. You know, I can tell Manisha right. Make sure I take care of Pops. You know what I mean?
Yeah, she's the planner. She's the ultimate organizer of the family.
Avery just keep you young. That's what I believe.
Hey, that's my baby, man. That's my baby.
She's doing a good job. She's doing a good job.
She's some cute friends, too, you know.
They all
love Daddy Earl. They all love Daddy Earl.
You do not know how Dr. Jerry Buss you sound right now.
No, not like that. They just think that I'm the cool daddy.
But hold on. Take nothing away from Dr. Jerry Buss, though. He was legendary.
Yeah, he was. He is my idol. But, you know, I didn't want to go there.
Dr. Buss was a bad dude, bro.
Yeah, he was. Listen, you got the kind of money you have, you would be the bad dude too.
But listen here, man. Buss was a legend.
If you had the money he had, or half his family has, yeah, you'd be a bad dude too.
Now, let's see what happened on today in sports history, man, Pearly.
Yeah, man, let me know what's going on.
We know what's going on for Father's Day, Naughty Johnny's. And
you can,
and that's on the 18th, but I mean you could reserve yours ahead of time. 377-7776. And don't forget happy hour tonight at Naughty Johnny's 5 to 7. It's underway now. Great highballs, great menu items. Check them out. It's all good.
That's a good number to try at Island Game, 7776.
Island Luck for sure. I'm Island Game for sure. Definitely Island Game for sure.
That's
for sure,
a wonderful
for sure.
Number to try at Island Games.
Yeah, man. The game got you, you know. Islandgame.com. And I love the sports book. Bet it, set it, and forget it.
I know. Yep.
And we're getting ready to do some big things with them in football, you know.
I know. You're telling me about it. Sounds like fun.
We're going to do some stuff with them. So, yeah. You know, I talked to Mark Carter, and, you know, Erica already gave me the green light. So, it's all good.
I think I'll bend some money off them this year. Okay.
Yeah, but we could help people bend some money, too.
So you listen to the herd? You saw the herd at the same with the Dolphins? Right, but let me go on today's sports.
I listen to the herd, and listen, the herd is an idiot. Because the herd, not that I don't believe what the herd said and the potential you all have to be in that division, okay? The herd got 4 brand new teams in the NFC making the playoffs. My Cowboys not one of them. He got the Vikings, the Saints, and somebody else making the playoffs. Absolute ridiculosity.
Boy, what if he's right?
Not the Vikings and the Saints, brother. I give him the Detroit Lions. Everybody see they going to make the playoffs this year.
Did the Saints make the playoffs last year? Didn't they?
No, they were horrible last year. They were like 5-11 or 5-12.
Okay. All right. And Vikings were what? Same thing?
They played close to the end, like to try and make it in, and then Bupkis, nada.
All right. We'll see what happens. So what's happening today in history? You don't want to tell me. I'm excited. I want to know the Dodgers, something and that. I know something about the Dodgers in one of them days.
Buckle up. Today, a lot of ish happened on this day, Pearly. Friday.
All right.
Well, not just Friday, just June 16th in general. 1883, yep. The New York Giants baseball team admitted all ladies for free to the ballpark. It was the first All Ladies Day, and it was later renamed Pearly Day. At Dodger Stadium. 1938, Jimmy Fox of the Boston Red Sox set a major league record when he was walked 6 times in one game. 1951, Ben Hogan won the U.S. Open for the second straight year. That's golf. 1969,
clubs.
U.S. President Nixon sent a telegram to Reggie Jackson thanking him for hitting 2 home runs while he was at the park on June 11th. 1970, Brian Piccolo of the Chicago Bears died of cancer. It's part of that famous movie, Brian's Song.
Yeah.
1975, the Milwaukee Bucks traded Kareem Abdul-Jabbar to the Los Angeles Lakers, and the rest is history.
Yes.
1981, the Chicago Tribune purchased the Chicago Cubs baseball team from the P.K. Wrigley Chewing Gum Company for $20.5 million.
Wow, probably more like $2.5 billion now.
Willie Banks, 1985, Willie Banks broke the world record for the triple jump with a leap of 58 feet, 11 inches, 11 and a half inches, in the USA Championships in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Junior's jumping that now.
Watch this, though. Remember this name from baseball? 1991, Otis Nixon.
Yes.
The Montreal Expos broke a major league record with 6 stolen bases in one game. Otis Nixon could have teed up a base.
Yeah. He didn't last long, though.
No, remember he went on with the Atlanta Braves and had some time with them. Nixon bounced around and won a couple of world championships.
Yes, that's right.
1993, Michael Jordan of the Chicago Bulls scored 55 points in an NBA Finals game against the Phoenix Suns. Jordan became the first player to score 50 points in a Finals game since Jerry West in 1969. 1996, in Lusaka, Zambia, fans stampeded the field at the World Cup match between Zambia and Sudan. 9 people were killed and 78 were injured. 2005, the NHL Board of Governors approved the sale of the Disney-owned Mighty Ducks of Anaheim to Henry and Susan Samueli. Sports quote of the day: I never set out to hurt anybody unless it was really important, like a league game or something. Dick Butkus, former Chicago Bears linebacker. So that means he's trying to hurt you every time he played.
Every time he hits you, he's trying to hurt you.
For real. Now, this just came to mind just because we brought him up, and you mentioned him. Let me check out what he did. Otis Nixon. Otis Nixon. Otis Nixon. You had to pull it up.
Yeah.
Otis Nixon. So former professional center fielder. He played Major League Baseball for the New York Yankees, 1983. Cleveland Indians, 84 and 87 through 87. Montreal Expos, 88 through 90. Atlanta Braves, 91 through 93. And then again in 99. Boston Red Sox in 94. Texas Rangers in 95. Toronto Blue Jays, 96 and 97. Played for your Los Angeles Dodgers in 1997. And the Minnesota Twins for 1998. And a final return to the Braves in 1999. And a credit span from 1983 to 1999. Nixon stole more bases than any other player during the 1990s, 478. He also has the most career stolen bases, 620, for a player who never appeared in a Major League Baseball All-Star game.
Wow.
And that all the way back to 1933. So his career batting average, 270. He only had 11 career home runs, 318 RBIs, 620 stolen bases.
He only had 11 career home runs?
Yep.
Okay.
But his claim to fame is stealing bases.
What was his career batting average?
270.
Not bad.
Not bad at all.
What is OPP is?
They didn't have all of that.
Okay, all right.
You'll have to go into more extensive stats for that.
But it's amazing how back in the day, we only looked at the batting average, home runs, stolen bases.
Now people don't even check for batting averages.
But no, because if you look at it, Max Muncy was batting like 190 something over the season. But for 3 weeks, he was batting 378. So when you look at the batting average, that's the accumulation of the whole season. I'm more like I say what you're doing in the last 7 to 10 days.
Yeah, going into them playoffs.
Yeah, or going into that week, whatever. You know, the Giants coming into the Dodgers tonight. I'm more interested in who's been batting what. Mookie been batting like crazy. Freddie been batting like crazy. You know, even the rookie had a slump, but now he's batting good. So, you know, batting average don't mean nothing. His on-base percentage means a lot and what you're doing in the last 10 games.
Yeah, you want to know who's got the hot hand going in. You definitely want to know who's, you know, playing tendencies.
Yeah. I know what, you know, where their heart's going on and everything like that. You got to know all of that.
Speaking of hot zones. Yankees still holding firm with that 9.5, they 9.5 behind the Rays. 39-30. And let's see what the Dodgers doing. 39-30.
Yeah, we too behind that there. The Dodgers got a ton of injuries. We got 4 starting pitchers out.
Yeah, he's got a ton of injuries too.
No, well, who y'all got out? Who's hurt?
Judge.
Who? All right, take Judge other than Judge. And that's you're playing to that right now. You're showing me you're missing Judge right now.
And
other than that, y'all got to put, y'all just bring back everybody. Other than that, only Judge went out.
Stanton there, but he injured.
You just brought back your relief pitcher. You got us, your team right now pretty much healthy outside of Judge.
I know, so watch us make a little run now.
So right now I got Dustin May out, Julio Ruiz out, Walker Buehler out, and Danny Hudson out. Three starters and my number one reliever out. My relief pitcher out.
Wow.
And Max Muncy out.
Yeah.
Not a lot of teams could lose their number one starter and number three starter and still competing for a playoff spot. Tell me a lie.
No, right now that you're in exactly that position.
But like I say, I'd rather be hurt in May and June than September and October.
Correct.
So we're good. Buehler will be back. Dustin May will be back. Everybody will be back. And no rush. Once we can hold our own and stick within the run, that's fine. Be good. Only two games out. We used to the pressure, so we can fight through the pressure. Is Arizona used to the pressure? That's the question.
I don't think so.
Fine. Time will tell. Time will tell.
Hey, you know one thing I like? The St. Louis Cardinals went back to the old school baby blue and red uniforms.
Yes. I saw that. I thought it was kind of cool. Then they brought back some bad memories.
Kansas City should go back to the all baby blue uniforms too.
Yeah, but when I saw the St. Louis uniforms, I started remembering home run back in 1985, right? All kind of stuff started coming back. I wish they'd go back to the new uniforms.
Yeah, but that's still a pretty uniform, though. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, it is. It's cool. It's pretty cool, yeah.
You know, you gotta be thankful for some good-looking uniforms in baseball because a lot's gone drab over the years, just everybody wearing gray on the road.
Yeah, that's true. But, Naughty, why are we ignoring the elephant in the room?
What is the elephant in the room?
Well, you know who I want to talk about right now. The fellow getting that stupid tax.
Who you mean, Ja?
Yes.
The 25-game suspension?
Yes. That right there cost him the whole season and everything that he can gain in the season.
Listen, when you don't listen, you will learn. When you don't listen, you can feel. Now, I support. Here's my take on it.
Uh-huh.
And like I told Stoutboy today, I said, listen, why Nike isn't jettisoning him? They're going to go in on the comeback story. And I think
But Nike took his tennis off the market, off the website.
But they didn't They didn't take the deal. So
no,
I think
But he just got his news today. So you got to wait to see what happened over the next few days.
I still think people are going to buy more into the promotion of the redemption of John Morant and the remake of the image than the thuggery that is.
For everything there is, I hope that's so.
I both been there, done that, got the T-shirt at 20-something. We made some dumb decisions too.
Yeah, but listen, hold on. You know, and I had a friend that I grew up with. Went to Xavier's, went to St. Augustine's with. He left SAC to go off to college. Made it to, I think it was Bradley University, Division One, 6'7". Great basketball player. All the potential in the world. Almost like a Michael Cooper star type player, but could rebound better. But he decided he liked the four of them little white ladies.
And now he's got
them little small round white ladies, you know? And he started fooling with that. And the next thing you look, he was got thrown off the team. He's back home, walking up and down in Nassau to Jones. And now he's dead.
But I know he wished,
and the conversation him and I had is he wished that he had somebody there to slap in the back of his head instead of his parents who cloaked him and who spoiled him rotten because he was an only child and teach him some facts to calling him out to deal with Iran, a salesman at a store because the salesman didn't treat her right.
Yeah, no.
I wanted to break down what this dude lost. The fact that he got suspended last year and did not get those votes, this brother lost $40 million in salary over the next 5 years. $40 million. Not only did he lose the $40 million next year because he's suspended for 25 games, he doesn't make the league minimum of 65 games and 20 minutes in a game for 65 games to qualify for any of the awards. So he doesn't make the All-Star team. He doesn't make an All-Star team. He doesn't make an All-NBA team at the end of the season. He doesn't make for scoring title for nothing. So any extra monies he's supposed to get in his salary from those things, he won't get.
Now you see why I said that people are going to go in on the redemption of John Morant.
Because this brother right now is losing, but 7 to $10 million.
There's only one way he could go now. Pearly is up.
If he catch himself in early and learn and understand the bullcrap that he's done, continue to go down because he could be one of them said who just decided.
Hold on. And caller, I see you're coming to you in a second. Now, here's where I got to kick in and say, okay, now, I think I've been very objective. Playing with him is my favorite player since the death of Kobe, Lord bless the dead. I've been very objective.
You ain't condemning me yet. You keep saying, oh, you're fair, but you ain't telling me that you ain't saying I'm stupid what he do.
No, Earl, stop. See, that's, no. Stop it right now, Earl. Because when it broke, I never condoned anything what he did. And you could go back and replay it.
I didn't say you're condoning it. I said you ain't condemn it.
No, excuse me. I said I don't condone what he did off the court. I don't support gunplay. I don't support gun violence. Come on, Pearly. Don't try and make it a talking point now.
That was a stupid move he made.
Pearly, listen. Stop. He made the decision twice. Two dumb decisions, and it cost him. So now he's got to suffer the consequences of his actions. But I will say this. I've seen more people, you included, jump on the bandwagon to throw this young brother under the bus and almost root for him to fail because he came off like a wannabe thug holding some guns in a video. Not that he shot anybody. Not that he killed anybody. Not that it's not a carry state in Memphis. Leave that alone. I ain't going there now because I can't. I just going to say on one thing. For all the positivity y'all wax about other things, I find it mighty funny that a lot of y'all quick to throw this brother under the bus saying he can never come back from this. Let me let y'all know something. Ja Morant has always had a chip on his shoulders because people always said he couldn't make it to the league, couldn't make it to college. Well, he did. Murray State did something with them that they never did before. I took him to the NCAA tournament and took him deep into it. Oh, he can't make the pros. What was he, the number two pick? So he's proved a lot of people wrong his whole entire career. So I could bet my money on Ja proving you all wrong, that he can't come back, and he will come back bigger, better, more mature, and smarter once he gets the right entourage around him, the right support group. And I may come from the agent, and I may come from other people that could talk some sense into his parents, because I think both of them play a factor as well. But you can't condemn a 22-year-old kid for making silly mistakes, because we've all done it at 22.
All right. All of us. I hear you loud and clear, and you're right. First of all, I do want him to succeed because he's a young black player that I would love to see do something. So I can never root for a young black player not to make it. I'll never root for them. Yeah, but I can see. One thing is I ain't gonna scoot around it, and I can call a spade. When you do foolishness, I can say you do foolishness. The first one, I was fine. Okay, fine. You was out partying. You pull the gun out. You shirt off a little bit, blah, blah, blah. You come out and you apologize and say you understand all of this.
And then go do it again a couple of weeks later. Dumb.
See right back again.
Let's go to the phone line.
Yeah, 22, may see your mind enough. If you see, we play this young 22-year-old thing and say that he's 22 when they make mistakes and this and say, yes, all of us made mistakes. But just mind when you won't be mind. So be mind on this. Touch your blows on this. Come back big and better and reshape yourself.
Hold on. My God, Benedict just dropped today. The season ain't started yet. You got to let all that play out.
I want to see what he does in the offseason. I want to see what kind of... I think he has to go talk to some people. I will see what he does. I will see if he can do it. And I hope that he doesn't go through this again. I hope that he takes this as a learning experience and move forward and be what I wanted him to be, the face of for the NBA, not Joker, him.
And not Zion for sure, because Jesus.
Not Zion either, because he's Zion West. He don't play.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, but he's investing money in the wrong banks. But anyway, let's go to the phone line.
The thing is, believe me, I don't want to see Zion is a fantastic player. Yeah, I can pull hard against him in time for the Lakers.
Yeah, I got you. Fairly point, man. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.
I'm telling you, parents. All right, you got to call it, don't you?
Yeah. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Mr. Producer, we got a call here. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads.
They must see your diet waiting.
They can call back. We got somebody on. We got him. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty Pearly. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on? the grandmaster with the three MCs that shocks the house with the young ladies, doing all kinds of things all over the place, man. Yeah, I can leave that like that, all right? I can leave that like that. You know, no disrespect intended when I say that. I just can say that because it's my boy.
I know how it is, man. I know how it is. I want to say happy Father's Day to both of you.
Thank you, man. You
know, thank you. Both of my kids are resting in one of our nice cemeteries, so this ain't a great weekend for me, but I applaud you guys.
My dad too. So I understand.
You know what I'm saying? So keep doing what you're doing.
And I appreciate that coming from you, bro.
Yeah, Naughty. I suppose it's, you know, give them what you're doing, what you're going through, what you're dealing with, Naughty, right now. Hats off to you, bro. I know what you're going through. I know. Because I've walked that, you know. But the joys of it is knowing you got a son and a grandson out there. Son, two sons and a grandson, and you got two sons, Naughty, that are out there for you. That's what makes it even better.
Yeah, man. So listen, I am hoping. But let's say the first thing is, number one, okay? I'm hoping that this being Father's Day, that Ja and his dad could sit down and have a real talk with somebody who could really show both of them, listen, these are the choices you're making. And it's him making the choices, you know. It ain't the entourage. The entourage ain't flashing the gun. It's him flashing the gun.
See, I think...
Yeah, the entourage only falling behind him.
I think the thing with Ja and his dad is one thing is this. His dad made a lot of sacrifices and gave up a potential college career and pro career to push Ja. So I think Ja wants to reward him for the sacrifices. And I can't lie, Pops is enjoying the moment. And sometimes Pops got to step out of the moment
and
realize I'm Pops. Let me rein you a little bad behind in.
Exactly. Okay, so that I think is it. And I actually believe your prediction, Naughty, is correct. I think this 25-game suspension is going to cost them so much, not just in money, but in terms of having your name dragged.
You got it.
He has to know he can only go up from here. So he's not a bad kid. He's never really been a bad kid. Okay, and so I feel like if they can just take this time to reset. I think it's going to hurt him to watch his team sit there and struggle. They're going to struggle without him. Okay?
No, but it's the flip. What if they do well like they did last year without him?
They're not going to do well. That West is stacked. And the problem is at the beginning of season, a suspension in the middle of the season, 8 to 10 games, you could weather that through.
You're saying because some momentum has already been built in chemistry and so on. You're saying cold turkey out of the gate?
And everything. Cold turkey out the gate without your star. That's a big problem. All right?
Maybe paints the picture. He comes in after 25 games and puts him on his shoulder and say, you know what?
Right.
Let the story begin here. Let me lead you all to where we need to be.
He's not going to have Dylan Brooks there to distract and all of that stuff. They got some real things they got to deal with. Okay? So I think that's going to be a part of it. The other thing is, what he's going to realize real quick is that free agents are not going to want to come and play in Memphis if they can't depend on him. And I think that's what's going to hit them hard. If they got some money to deal with some free agents, but I don't think any one of them come there this year because they don't know what's happening with Ja. So he's on to play hard this year. And then I think you'll see him take a step. I hope he takes a step up. All right? I really do. So the other part of it is, you know, one of the things we have to look at with this whole scenario of where the league is going as a whole, we got our own boy who have an issue. Naughty.
Aiden. Oh, God.
Okay. And I don't see Nick Nurse as a cure for what Aiden
is. You know what bothers me, though? You look at Aiden's stat line for his career, and this last season, he's like 18-8. And I was just loafing. Like 18 and 8 loafing,
with very little touches.
Right, taking like sloppy thirds from Chris Paul and Devin Booker and KD, like a fourth.
Yeah, but not just that. Remember, even when Mikal Bridges is there, he's getting more shots than him.
Correct.
Okay, so Nick Nurse is not a big man coach. He's a wings coach.
Yeah,
he is. So
he's the guy who put Serge Ibaka at the center position in Toronto.
Man, that's not. Yeah, when Serge was like 87 years old.
Yeah, so, but you understand what I'm saying. To your point, he's a wing guy. He wants to go small. He don't want to go big.
Right. So Aiden needs to get out there. And the fact of the matter is, right, he needs to try to find a way. His agent needs to try to find a way to bring him to Miami where they could put Bam at the four, which is Bam's real position. Bam only 6'8". Okay? He's only 6'8" with a wingspan of about 6'10". But he doesn't have the body to deal with them big boys like Embiid and some of that.
Well, you put him to power forward, he'd be a monster.
But the only problem with that day bring him to Miami is he doesn't have the work ethics of those guys in Miami right now. That's going
to
be a problem.
Listen to me. He culture will change that. I've watched players come now, okay, who had been really questionable in other teams. All these undrafted fellas who couldn't stick on the team. There's something about the culture that we have. He culture's real.
The culture's very real. But look at those type players and look what they were in college. He is what he is in college is what he is in the NBA. The same type player in college. That's like teaching an old dog new tricks.
But those players that the Heat bring in
fit that culture. That's why when they send Dwayne Wade to go to Jimmy, say, listen, this what you about. This fits you fit this culture. Come play here. He doesn't fit that culture.
You're missing this. The culture is not just ingrained. It can be taught. The other thing is, for him, he'd make a ton more money because he can do endorsements in Miami to a huge Caribbean culture and here. Okay? He could rake in the extra money if he took a little less to go to Miami. The smart move for him, I believe, is to do that. Okay? Because remember now, he played both sides of the culture, Jamaican and Bahamian. So we got Jamaicans in South Florida and Miami. Okay?
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
And the truth of the matter is, the Heat are. Even if they trade away Hero, okay, to get him, okay, what the Heat would have with him is a legitimate stopgap for the big man. Not somebody who can stop them, period, but a stopgap. So instead of Embiid or Jokic getting 35 or 38 on you, they might get 28 or 29. But the Heat, if you close the game for the Heat and give them 8 points, now those are games that they can win. You have a good coach, a coach that knows how to deal with big men, all right? I mean, shoot, if you could revive Dwayne Dedmon's career, right, you could revive anybody's career. So I think that's what we need to be looking at. And he would have you can imagine him and Jazz being in the same city? Man, listen. The amount of the tourism promotions and the amount of stuff we could get done, man, that would be amazing. It would be absolutely amazing.
I don't know if they keeping Jazz in Miami, but the way Miami gelling now and what I've been hearing out of Miami, he might be on the trade block.
Jazz ain't getting nowhere. The Marlins ain't nowhere getting rid of him.
Somebody may give them just enough amount of players, you know, to snag him away and put him in a good position, like in pinstripe.
Players what? They in the NL East. The fact of the matter is they would need 30 players to compete with the Braves and the Mets. So what's the point? And even the Phillies. The fact is, they got the worst team in that division, but they sell in seats. That's what you do.
But you might waste them in the division. What waste them in the division?
Well, second.
No, you just keep doing that until your farm system kick in. You understand? That's what I would do. All right. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, the Marlins are probably the 25th best team in Major League Baseball.
Not according to their record.
Man,
season end today, Marlins got a wild card game. Season end today, the Marlins have a wild card game.
Okay, so much better than the National League right now. Okay, with the exception of the Dodgers and one of the other teams in the National League, nobody is scaring any of the AL teams. All right, so. So, when the record is one thing because you're playing against mostly inferior National League talent. But when you look at them across the board, they're probably 23rd to 25th in MLB. So, you ain't worried about trading or none of that stuff right now. You just get yourself some good celebrity players where you could have some fun, make some headlines, sell some tickets, and you ride it out until your farm system kick in. That's all you can do. That's what my Cubs have been doing since 2017. So, and Wrigley, you can't get a seat in Wrigley.
Well, regardless, you never. It doesn't make a difference. Now but the way you playing, because Wrigley always full.
But why is Wrigley always full? Because we always got one or two little sentimental players.
People like to drink. That's why Wrigley is always full.
Man, people are drinking every stadium. I was in Wrigley 2 weeks ago. Trust me. Okay? Let me tell you something. Them people have been, I mean, we already know the season over. But it's just like, hey, you know, we come to see certain players. Hop is playing really well now. So those are the players that we key in on, and that's what we're doing now. We player watching.
You really think the cup season finished?
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
No chance to play.
Our middle release,
no chance at all.
Is garbage. Our middle release is garbage. Absolute garbage. All right? And we ain't got starters that could go past 6 innings. So.
Point. That's true.
Enough.
That pitcher is caca, man. Let's be honest.
So you think?
But you know what? I sacrificed my Cubs on the altar for my Bulldogs and my Chiefs and my Heat. So the way I figured it worked in for me, right? And in the last year, my Tigers went to the national championship. My Heat went to the finals, and my Dogs and my KC Chiefs won title. So the Cubs got to suck up.
The United States. You in Chicago. You in Miami, then you go into Kansas City, then you go into North Carolina.
He's a traveling man, man.
Fellowship at UNC.
He's a traveling man. He's got all over. But he's.
I went to school in Georgia. I did my fellowship at UNC. I've been a Cubs fan all my life from watching WGN at 2:30 in the afternoon. All right?
With Harry Carey on WGN.
Day one.
Harry Carey was the greatest.
But how'd you get to Kansas City?
Listen, my grandfather gave me an AFL Dallas Texans hat.
Okay.
When I was a kid, okay?
A Dallas Texans. So deep down, deep-rooted, you was a cowboy.
No.
That's why you was calling and show interest and make sure I ain't raving the Cowboys do me in. That's why you know you're from whence you came. Donnie, you know your
Donnie,
DNA.
Donnie, don't spin the story. Let me hear the story.
Since the Cowboys last won the Super Bowl this week. Do you see that?
What's that?
They celebrated 10,000 days since the last Cowboy win.
Well, then, Joe, guess what? If it's 10,000 for the Cowboys, it must be what? 11,000 for the 49ers, because they win 1 year longer than us.
Listen, the 48ers, we call them the 48ers.
47 and a half.
They so bad, you take a year. But no, you could ask anybody who's been in COB from 1990, they'll tell you. I was walking around with Chiefs t-shirts from then.
From me out here, he was a Chiefs fan.
Yeah, you ain't lying, boy. You ain't lying. You know, so. Listen, fellas, y'all have a good weekend, man.
You too, my brother. I appreciate the call. And listen.
Happy Father's Day again.
I appreciate it. Listen, the final 10 going home today. We got Max Kellerman, verbal agreement between DeAndre Hopkins and the Patriots. We'll see what the latest update is and see if that contract gets done over the weekend.
So don't make a difference if Hopkins go there.
The brother looked like he going for the most money. That's what he's doing.
That boy is garbage. Okay.
I thought he wanted to be in a Super Bowl. He ain't going to be in a Super Bowl. He's going to make money. So let him go there.
Let him go.
He's going to come to KC and we'll give him 2 rings for the next year.
Yeah, but anyway.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Y'all take it easy.
You too, brother. Be safe. Appreciate your call as always. Yeah, Purdy. I mean, football can be it's going to be awesome this year.
Yeah.
Hey, big up to Big Happy who checked in. He said, Naughty, I picked two places for Aiden to go, Golden State and Miami. I'm in total agreement with the Big Chief. He would be a great addition to the Heat. But Miami don't have enough to give up, in particularly since they need a point guard and not a center. So I guess they'll go after Dame rather than Ayton. But I go after Dame Lillard. I think Dame Lillard is more a Miami Heat guy than Bradley Beal.
I think Ayton will do well in Golden State. He doesn't have to do anything but rim protect.
Rebound.
And rebound.
And dump the ball.
Rim protect and rebound.
And one thing about those guys, you know,
I float to the bucket when they start double-teaming.
They will reward the big guy to keep them happy.
Yes, as I said, just float to the bucket while they're trying to double-team Steph, and Steph will find you.
One thing about Steph, he gonna make up for the fact that he gonna shoot 50 times a game. He gonna make sure they shoot a rock every now and again to keep you happy.
Yeah, you can get your double-double.
Steph has a conscience, unlike some other people who had no conscience. Who you think is the biggest pig you ever saw in the NBA? Who was the most no-conscience pig who just shoot everything?
Vinny Johnson.
Boy, I mean, my Jesus, you picked my brain. I was thinking of Vinny and his group of Frankenstein features. Like, if Groupa and Frankenstein had a love child, it'd be Vinny Johnson.
Nah, Lord.
He was an ugly dude, but listen, the microwave could shoot the rock, though.
Vinny would shoot it. Come on the court, don't worry, nobody's getting the ball. He's scoring.
He would shoot everything. You know who the next pig was? Dale Ellis.
Yes.
Dale Ellis was a super hog. He's shooting everything.
And break your heart many a days in the fourth quarter. because he couldn't hit the bucket.
And a dude who made all pretty boy team and all money team, and as soon as he got the money, went bubkus, but he was solid pretty much before, but he's the next pick, Allen Houston, who went to the Knicks.
Think so?
He was a pig, boy.
All right.
Yep.
You know, but we disguise first option as big, because a lot of people used to say, oh, he's changed a lot, but
wait.
The Lakers, Kobe was the very first shot. The first shot coming from Kobe. And the Bulls, the first shot coming from Jordan. Boston, first shot coming from Larry Bird. Allen Iverson, so on and so forth.
Yeah, but those are the kind of pigs you could live with, because they win new championships.
Yeah. What do you call Jimmy Butler? You think he's a pig, or he just had to do that?
No, he had to do that. Hog, prior to Steph Curry in Golden State, was Monte Ellis.
Yeah, I remember. And Naughty, all you're supposed to tell you, Naughty, well, mystery call. Mystery refused to accept my analysis of the Heat go as far as Jimmy Butler take them. And he said, oh, this one ain't shoot, that one ain't shoot, this one ain't shoot. That, I said, but Jimmy Butler did not take them there. Every game they win is with Jimmy Butler take them to win. He take them there, and he cost them the game in two big, bad plays.
Jimmy. Jimmy. Jimmy let him down.
The thing about it is, there's a commercial or something I saw thing on TikTok. I'm kind of addicted to that. Michael Jordan saying he took all these shots, but because he was a winner, he was a winner because he wasn't afraid to be a loser. So in other words, you ain't gonna hit all the shots. You can hit some key ones, but you also will miss some key ones, and that's the game. That's the game.
There you go. I agree. You gotta be able to take the misses if you're gonna take the hits. You see what I'm saying?
I tell you. But I see the Mets and the Yankees had a pretty good Subway Series.
Yeah.
Considering Judd wasn't there, they gave the Mets all they can handle.
Yeah, I know.
All they can handle.
Yeah, but you still should have won some more of them games.
I like my walk off with the White Sox last night.
Rub it in. You won. You won. Enjoy your win.
No. Let me tell you why I have to enjoy that. We pitched this rookie Grove, who I think is not a major league ready, needs to go back down to AAA. He gave up four home runs. Two back to back and then two back to back. He's down 4-0.
Chris Taylor, he gave up four solo home runs.
Four solo shots. Yeah, he gave up last night. That's true. I mean, he doesn't understand that you can't throw a 97-mile-an-hour fastball down the heart of the plate and think a Major League Baseball player ain't gonna catch up with that. You got a team like Chicago that is swing at everything. You can't throw nothing down the heart of the plate. They can lose you. You have to throw them outside on the corner. They can swing. They're aggressive. So he made some dumb plays. Chris Taylor Bayless out hit a grand slam. And then Freddie Freeman hit a walk-off base hit.
You love up to Freddie Freeman, baby.
I love Freddie Freeman. Not as much as I love Mookie Betts, but I love Freddie Freeman.
Just the man who you couldn't stand when he had on the Braves uniform.
Hey, he's a Dodger now. Not only the only person that has come to my team, and I never can put the second person, the two players that came to one of my teams, I ain't pulled for them. That's Karl Malone and LeBron James. Other than that, I find.
Wait. We can talk about LeBron next week, because I don't know what's going on in the offseason, but they talking.
There's nothing going on, though. He can be right there.
I went crazy room about James Harden.
No.
Me and you'll be watching.
I ain't going
to be watching that foolishness. And if Kyrie come there, but he's sage, I ain't watching that neither.
I'll accept Kyrie before I accept James Harden.
Yeah, I ain't down with the bed at all.
James Harden come down, watch Denver next year until my Lakers get rid of them.
Anyway, Perley.
I didn't say pull for Denver. I say watch. Just understand that. Now you're going to be him and go.
It's about that time, man. I want to wish you a happy Father's Day. I'm getting a sign from the producer. We got to get to the break. And obviously, you know, we got, Max Kellerman and them taking us home with the latest update on DeAndre Hopkins.
I want to send happy Father's Day to you too, Naughty. All the fathers out there, Mr. Producer, if you're a father, happy Father's
Day. My dad especially.
All the fathers out there. It's easy to be a daddy, but it takes work to be a father.
Real talk.
All right? And I'll always say, my ex always told me, you're a crappy husband, but you're a fantastic daddy. And I can't beat that with a stick. I love my kids, and I try to be the best father possible.
And you all set some good examples for other brothers to follow, so I appreciate the examples you all set.
If you make them, bro, take care of them.
There you go, man.
Be in their life. Be in their life.
So to everybody, all the fathers out there, happy Father's Day. Enjoy happy it to the fullest. And, you know, we'll see you Monday right here on Talking Heads. Karen, Rice, Karen, right, done.
Take time, bro.
Yep, be safe. Enjoy.
All right.
Nagico Insurance Tip of the Day. Today's tip, know your insurance representative. Is your insurance representative on your side? How do you know? Insurance representative agents or brokers. Agents work in the interests of the insurance company, while brokers are representatives of the client. But here in the Bahamas, some brokers are actually tied to specific insurance companies, thereby blurring the lines between agency and brokerage. This is why you should know your insurance representative. Are they truly independent or tied to an insurer? Do they offer various options from various insurers or explain key policy conditions? Because your insurance representative is your guide through the complex world of insurance. Today's Nagico Insurance Tip of the Day, know your insurance representative.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Line www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
People, what you're thinking?
We want something different.
People, what you wanting?
We want local government.
I can tell them no more slunking.
We want the edge function.
I can tell them no more joking.
I forgot.
Gone down Blue Hill Road, gone down Village Road, gone down Nassau Road. We want local government. We want local government.
Right.
We want local government.
Shed a love.
We want local government.
We are called for local government.
Sign the petition and find out more information at risebahamas.net.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius. Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius deals? The Genius menu at KFC. It's finger licking good.
Girl, why are you so sweaty?
Style are getting ready for the Bahamas Games.
Bahamas Games? What that is?
The game started in 1989 under the then Minister of Sports, Peter J. Bethel, and now Minister Mario Boleg.
When the games is?
This July 7th to the 15th.
For more info,
go to www.thebahamasgames.org
or call 322-1029.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number, they see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Chill this summer with the flavor of butter and the kick of Dunkin' iced coffee. The Dunkin' Butter Pecan Crunch blends frozen coffee with the flavor of butter pecan, topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and crunchy cocoa caramel sprinkles. Join the pecan party with a Dunkin' Butter Pecan Donut filled with butter pecan flavored buttercream, topped with vanilla icing and crunchy sweet butternut topping. Yes, you can butter pecan. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Shopping is so rewarding with my Fidelity credit card. I get the best prices with price protection. Earn and redeem freedom points at my favorite stores. Get cash back. Plus, I booked a cruise. Get your Fidelity credit card today. Call 356-7764.
Dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We're paying more out to you. Don't mind it, you get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you
play Island Games,
we're putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
What's going on, Max? You handsome host, you?
That's right. Handsome now you're talking. Look at that palm tree. He always Max. Has to rub it in with the palm tree, Jeff.
He's Mr. Miami.
Yeah.
Mr. Miami.
JD, you think John Morant would do well down in Miami? That lifestyle, you think John Morant would survive and thrive?
Yeah. You know when it's funny, Jay. When I first moved to South Florida, I used to hear about that, like, oh, the lifestyle can impact players. I was like, nah, man, everybody's responsible for their own thing. For the first 5 years I was down here, I was like, man, I gotta go home. It's hard.
He doesn't exactly. even remember the first 5 years. He was, all right, Jeff, what's the latest on DeAndre Hopkins' visit with the Patriots?
You know, so the visit is done. So he concluded both of his visits, one with the Titans that was Sunday, Monday, and then his visit with the Patriots. Things went well. They also, from the sources I talked to in Tennessee, went well. So I don't know how much you can make of the perception of the team. Hopkins wants to take some time away and really assess his situation. And he has no rush right now, right? He's not necessarily incentivized by any kind of money. It's not like either of these teams are saying, we want you so bad that we're throwing Odell Beckham money, which, by the way, is what Hopkins probably would like, $15 million up to $18 with incentives. He's not going to get that because the Ravens seemingly overpaid for Odell to do this sort of favor for Lamar Jackson, right? So now Hopkins has to step back, take his time here. We've got nothing until training camp, and decide ultimately, are one of those two teams the best fit for him, or will another team swoop in and say, no, we want you instead?
Jeff, what are the Pats along with Titans if they add D-Hop to the equation? What are they?
You know, I keep hearing this question, and I feel you on it. I think the question is not only what are they, it's what is DeAndre Hopkins at this point? Because I do think that Hopkins still has a lot left in the tank. I don't think a couple of down years in Arizona statistically necessarily means that he's done by any means. That being said, I think that Hopkins now has as much to prove as the teams that he would potentially be signing with. So, you know, is it like adding him to the Chiefs, for instance? No, but I do think that we're talking about a situation where he could definitely help the Patriots and potentially make them a playoff contender.
JD, I do want to ask you, as I hear that incredibly awkward echo in the background,
yes.
as I see your arm,
TV,
as
man,
I see
you
your arm
better.
Trying Ooh. To reach out and turn it down at the same time, which is always the best awkward moment on TV history. I love that. I love that kind
this
of stuff.
Move?
That yeah. move, your hand goes outside the frame. And you're like,
you know what the best ahead. Part is? Look at this. I got someone shadow me right now. See, there's Lindsay Markell.
Hi, Lindsay.
Goldie Markell.
Yes.
She's over. She's over with our school, and she's shadowing me for the day. So say what's up.
Hi, Lindsay. Hi, Jolie. Nice to meet you. All right. Jeff, I do want to ask you, though, if you are a guy like D-Hop and you're looking at all these situations, yeah. And granted, money is a thing, right? But also, like, who your quarterback is. If you're D-Hop, how are you looking at Mac Jones, and are you putting your career in the hands of a guy like Mac Jones, even if the money's good?
Well, I mean, that's the big question. Right out of the gates, DeAndre Hopkins said his three priorities were organizational structure, a great quarterback, and a great defense. So you feel like you have two of those three things with the Patriots, for instance, but do you really want to rely on Mac Jones as the great potential quarterback? The problem here, of course, also is that what Hopkins didn't say in that list of priorities is money, and money speaks. And ultimately, if he wanted to go to the Bills, he could for $3 million or some, you know, low, low salary. But ultimately, he clearly also is prioritizing that, as he should. But I'm just saying that he's, you know, you can't have it all. And that's ultimately what he's going to have to decide. If he wants to go get all three of those things with a team like the Chiefs or the Bills, he could do that. It's just going to have to be for less money.
You know, Jay, to answer your question, and here I am with this sarcastic answer for you and Jeff. I'm the only guy on the show that has caught passes from 17 different quarterbacks, right? So when you D-Hop and you look at the situation of a Mac Jones, we look at Mac Jones and we're like, whatever. But if Bill O'Brien can formate.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.